Something in Disguise by Elizabeth Jane Howard. Read by Eleanor Braun. Part 1. April. Chapter 1. Wedding. When Oliver saw his sister in her bridesmaid's dress, he laughed so much he could hardly stand.
I've never looked my best in pink. Oh, shut up! It's not as funny as all that.
You look like a sort of elongated Shirley Temple, or a chimpanzee at a zoo tea party.
Yes, more like that, because of your little hairy arms, peeping out from all that dimity, or whatever it is.
Organza, she said crossly, and it's quite pale on my arms.
What is, your fur?
Don't worry about that. Lots of men love hairy women, and if they turn out not to, you could always fall back on another chimpanzee in a sailor suit.
Turn round.
What for? She asked when she had done so.
Just wanted to see if the back was as funny as the front.
Is it?
Not quite, because one misses your face.
Do keep that expression for the wedding photographs.
You are being beastly. Anyone would look awful in it. You would.
Let me pop it on. I bet I could bring tears to your eyes. The tragic transvestite, a sort of leitmotif for Colin Wilson.
Come on, Lizzie, I'll go mincing down to Dado and send his old blood coursing through his veins.
Get dressed, you fool. The whole day is going to be quite awful enough without you doing a thing to make it worse. It is poor old Alice's day, after all. I haven't had any breakfast.
Well, you won't get any now. You'll get buffet lunch in...
She looked at her man's watch, strapped by black leather round her wrist. Just over an hour and a half.
You'll have to take that watch off. You might as well be carrying a Tommy gun.
I promise I'll be nice to Alice. I like Alice.